News Talk 1620 WTAW. I am with Dr. Carly McCord. She is the clinic director for the Telehealth Counseling Clinic. All right. Please tell me a little bit about this program that you guys are running and how you're expanding it.
This project started in 2009 in Centerville on a grant to provide mental health services there in Centerville. And recently we have expanded. In the spring, we expanded to Madisonville, and about a month ago, a little over a month ago, we expanded to Brenham. And we also have in the works to expand to Caldwell and Navasota in the upcoming year.
And I saw that in the press release, it said it made a pretty significant difference for people suffering from depression in Leon County. Would you please tell me a little bit about how it works, how it helps people?
Absolutely. So clients get to come to their local health resource center, and the counselors are here in Bryan. So the counselors are all doctoral level students in the counseling psychology program at Texas A&M, and they're getting free counseling services right there in their community. So they are getting counseling for all sorts of needs, from anxiety and depression to, all sorts of presenting concerns we try and see. The way that we know that people are benefiting from the service is that we track depression scores over time, because that's probably our most common presenting concern is depression. And by tracking those numbers over time, we see that people's depression scores are lessening. And we also use a satisfaction survey where people just give their general understanding of how things are working, and they have given really high ratings of their satisfaction with the services. And also they talk a lot about how if the telehealth counseling clinic wasn't available to them, they would have gone without services.
Yes. So please explain to me a little bit, is it kind of like they're Skyping with a counselor, but they probably wouldn't have had access because they're in a rural area?
It is. It's just like Skype or FaceTime, except for we have a direct encrypted connection to ensure confidentiality. So since confidentiality is the cornerstone of counseling, we've taken a lot of care to make sure that it is secure. So that would be the only difference, but it feels the same way. There's a big screen TV here in Bryan and a big screen TV in their local clinic, and it's a high-definition camera and TV refresh rate, so it feels a lot like something like Skype.
Okay, and how do people sign up for it?
People can refer themselves. They call our clinic. Our number is 979-436-0700 and express their interest in counseling. We also have primary care providers that will help with the referral process. But right now it's a free service that's open to anyone in Centerville, Madisonville, or Brenham. And we offer individual and couples counseling for ages 13 and up, English and Spanish speaking.
Well, would you please tell me a little bit about if you have a timeline for Grimes County or where in Grimes County you know that it's going to be?
We are operating out of the health resource centers in all the communities. So Grimes County has agreed to use their health resource center, and in Caldwell, they're agreeing to use their health resource center as well. Timeline is before August of 2014, and really as soon as possible.
Okay.
We want to get services going out there. We're ready. It's just the figuring out the technology needs and the connection, and we're actually meeting next week with Grimes County to iron out some of the technology details.
And I'm not sure I know where their health resource center is. Is that in Navasota?
We've been meeting in the hospital for our meeting, so it should be Navasota.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. Well, I guess, what are you most excited about the whole program?
I think I'm just most excited to make a difference in individual people's lives and to provide services that they would not be able to access without telehealth counseling. I think when we impact the lives of individuals, that it makes the community a better place overall. I'm excited that we can connect what's going on here at the university to these communities here in the Brazos Valley.
All right. Is there a website where we can get more information?
Telehealthcounseling.org.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Dr. Carly McCord, the clinic director of the telehealth counseling clinic that's going to be expanding throughout our area. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.